Good evening. This is an Around Cincinnati Baseball special. I'm Lee Hay. On tonight's two-hour show, Mark Caney and I invited a number of baseball fans into the studio to talk about the great Reds player and hitting coach Ted Kluszewski, including his wife Eleanor. Bernie Stowe and his wife Priscilla shared memories of his long career with the Reds. Mark and I also visited a baseball exhibition at the Price Hill Historical Society, the Big Red Machine exhibition at the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame, and sports investments in Montgomery. Plus, you'll hear a preview of Reds Fest, a phone interview with Ken Griffey Sr., and memories of Reds player Herm Wehmeyer. A celebration of baseball this evening on Around Cincinnati.
My name's Priscilla Stowe. I'm married to Bernie.
My name's Bernie Stowe with Cincinnati Reds. I'm still working part-time. When they're on the road, I get off.
He just putzes around down there. He has chores like cleaning the shoes and helping them with the dishes. They cater to them two meals a day, so they always have a lot of dishes.
Bernie, what's your title now? It's senior clubhouse manager?
Something like that.
Yeah, senior clubhouse manager.
Priscilla, when you were a teenager, they had player fan clubs.
Right.
What ones were you part of?
Art Fowler, Corky Valentine, Ted Kluszewski, Ed Bailey. I think those were the four that I was mostly affiliated with.
All of them are dead, too.
You were part of the Ted Kluszewski fan club?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like? What were the activities that you did? What are your memories from that?
Mostly, we girls would go to the ball games. We'd have meetings in the winter because there was no ball games. And we write up little newsletters. One of our big activities, the biggest, I guess, that we did in the summer that included the players, we always had a picnic at Burnett Woods. And all of the fan clubs would participate, and all of the players and their families would be invited. As far as other activities, we'd get together with each other. Mind you, we were only high school girls, and we didn't have cars. We did everything. We had to go on the bus everywhere we went. None of us drove. Like I said, our big activity was the picnic and our meetings. It was a social thing for us, and then going to the games and talking about the players. Some of the girls would get in touch with the families during the winter. I didn't. We had a president. I wasn't an officer, so she'd sometimes threw Christmas cards or something like that, get in touch with the families. That's about all we did. It lasted, about 4 years, 15 to 19.
How did you first get interested in baseball?
My mother worked at a Crosley facility, and she got tickets, and my father took me and my brother. My father was interested, and in those days, when you listened to the radio, you sat in front of the radio. And I'd always see him during the game sitting in front of the radio, and sometimes I'd join him. And then when I was a sophomore in high school, I met a couple of girls from, I lived on Columbia Parkway, and they lived down in Sedamsville. And they were into baseball, and she knew somebody that had started the Frank Smith fan club. So, my ears perked up because I was so interested in baseball. So that's how I got affiliated with a bunch of people that were of the same interest that I did. And we had girls from all over the city in northern Kentucky. It's amazing how we all got together. It was just word of mouth, I think, and meeting at the ballpark, mostly on Ladies' Day, because it was only 25 cents to go to the ball game. On Ladies' Day, if you sat in the far left field or far right field. And then as we got older and had a little bit of money, we'd buy tickets in the grandstand and sit down in left field by the bullpen. And we always knew if we went to the game, there'd always be somebody down there, another couple girls that came, and we'd have a little social hour there.
What are your memories of Ted Kluszewski?
He was a big guy, but he was like a gentle giant. I mean, he was soft-spoken. You would think you would be afraid of him because he was a pretty good-sized guy. But no, he was a very soft-spoken guy. He didn't have any children. other than coming to our picnic, I don't have a whole lot of memories from way back then.
How did you and Bernie meet?
He was a bat boy, so I always say we met at Crosley Field, but we really didn't. He had another friend that worked in the umpire's room, so he didn't have anything to do when the game started. So he came down and sat with us down in left field. So we always, because we didn't drive, we took buses. We went down to downtown, and on Sunday, they were Sunday afternoon games, and we'd go to, it's called Minute Chef. It was in the Gibson Hotel. We always stopped and got a sandwich or something like that. They knew we always went there, and him and Hoagie, as we called him, his name was Bill Herbst, they came down and met us. Bernie had a car in them days, so he offered to take us home. That's how we met.
Your memories of Ted Klazuski? He was playing when you were a bat boy, correct?
Right.
What was it like working with Clue when you were a bat boy?
Clue, he hit a home run. He grabbed me by one of my arms and pulled me up in the air and run to the on-deck circle, and then he opened his hand. My little kind of stumbled trying to catch from the balance. He laughed like hell. He thought that was the greatest thing.
He was that strong.
Well, Bernie probably didn't weigh more than 100 pounds soaking wet in those days, too. He was small. That's how come they let him be bat boy for so many years. He was a bat boy till he was 21, weren't you?
22,
yeah. But he's still short, but he was real skinny, too, then.
That's still pretty amazing, though. If he's 100 pounds, somebody could pick him up and carry him around.
I was a bat boy then when Ted was playing. He had the cutout sleeve. He was the first one. He had me get a picture of my leg to his forearm, and his forearm was bigger than my legs were. They blowed it up. It made him look like a He-Man and me look like an olive oil or somebody. And he used to go on the road. We go to Chicago. They used to take me along. And well, anyway, we get to Chicago, and Clue and I and Post and Bell, and we're sitting in the lobby. All at once, something went flying by. It was Clue's dog. He had
boxer.
Boxer. And that baby was in full speed. Clue picks him up, and I like picking up this chair. Eleanor, you never know when she go to Chicago. Well,
his family is from
his
Illinois.
Family from she go up to visit them and go to the game.
Bernie, do you have a particular Ted Klazuski game that sticks out in your mind?
Yeah, I know this one time I was always in the on deck circle. I think it was Clue. Hit the home run, and it looked like it was going in the chicken run out there in the wild up in the middle of the moon deck.
Oh, yeah, the moon deck.
And when it came in, everybody went up, like, feeling his muscle. He said, yeah, you know what this is? Oh, a pull-lock hammer or something like he called it. How in the hell did he put that? Well, they kid him about being Polish.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, and here's Polish stopper right here, boy. Big Teddy.
What do you remember about him when he was a coach for the Big Red Machine? I think he was the hitting coach, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about that?
Some of the coaches I see and how they worked, and the Clue, other coaches, they try to change everything on them, closer to the plate and choke up on your bat and all this, and Clue wasn't that way. He watched the guy, and he says, now, which one of them swings felt comfortable on you? And he worked into that instead of changing everything on the guy. And so, they enjoyed the thought of him showing us how to do it.
So he didn't try to teach, like, hitting for power or hitting for average. He just worked on you with...
Just so you had... That you were relaxed and turned the bat with the head up and... He just thought that's how they got here for all these years, and why change them now?
Because he was working with the Big Red Machine. I guess he worked with people like Pete Rose and Johnny Bench and Joe Morgan, folks like that. How was he at working with these star players?
That's the way he started with them, is do it this way. If you don't like it, forget it. Don't let us force anything on you.
He wasn't enamored by their big egos, if they had egos. He didn't let that get in his way.
Bernie, do you remember, like, Ted Kluszewski, what kind of bat did he use? What weight?
Yeah, he had a 38-ounce, no knob on the end, just mostly one-handed jabs he hit out.
Now, 38 ounces is pretty heavy for a bat, isn't
it? Oh, yeah.
Nobody uses them that heavy anymore.
Yeah, they're like 32, aren't they, I think, is
34.
Kind of...
34.
Yeah.
Yeah, Clue, he had the heaviest bat.
Have you ever had a close call with a foul ball?
Yeah, went right through my arm. I'm there.
So you were sitting?
No, on one knee.
What, back in those days, the bat boy kneeled in the on-deck circle. And then I guess the next player came out and kneeled by you. Now the bat boys don't do that. They keep them in the dugout, pretty much. They just run out and get the bat.
I remember Willie Mays saying the Clue, "How can you hit that? It's like an ironing board." He said, "That bow comes swishing by me there." He said, "I thought I was going to take my glove off."
He was talking about one of Clue's hits.